The KYW News Radio Medical Report with Dr. Brian McDonough.
Sponsored exclusively by Independence Blue Cross.
There is disturbing news from a study conducted at Boston Children's Hospital looking at firearm deaths in children. There were over 35,000 deaths as a result of firearms in a 10-year period from 2011 to 2021. This represented a 76% increase. Overall, almost 60% of deaths were the result of homicide. But in over 34% of cases, firearms were used to commit suicide. Accidental deaths occurred for 4%. Over 90% of deaths from firearms in females were the result of intimate partner violence. The authors of the article stress the need for firearm injury prevention strategies that will require involvement of communities, law enforcement, physicians, and policymakers. I'm Dr. Brian McDonough, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.